the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Mississippi Crop Situation. I am Eric Larson, and I'm here today once again with my Corn Verification Program assistant, Mr. Nolan Stapleton.
I'm glad to be here. And what we're seeing is that a lot of the crop is now progressing past the dense stage, and conditions are very hot and dry. So now irrigation termination is a hot topic.
Yeah, it seems like we're just planting the crop, or trying to plant the crop rather, just a few days ago. But we're certainly well into the summer and the crop is progressing along. And now it's a very important time of the year to make this irrigation termination decision, hopefully in the coming weeks.
How mature would you say this crop is compared to a normal year?
Well, that's a really good question. And I looked up the weather data, and believe it or not, the growing degree days, which dictate the crop maturity, are about normal. The differences that we're seeing this year are primarily related to the planting season, though. There was some areas or some fields that were planted, particularly in the South Delta, in March, but we really didn't have the normal planting window that we typically see sometime between March the 15th, and particularly April the 10th. Normally we have 90% of our Delta crop planted during that type of time frame. And this year, obviously, there were some days in there that some growers planted, but there wasn't an extended 4, 5, 6, 7 day time period where there was wide scale planting this year, certainly any time during that time frame. So we've got days here and there throughout the season, a couple days in early April, and then we really didn't get a defined planting window until late April, when a lot of folks had already decided to abandon their corn planting intentions and plant other crops. But there was a significant amount of corn planted in that late April, early May time frame scattered around the state. So the corn crop maturity is certainly scattered out, and we're seeing a lot later corn than what we normally do this year associated with those later plantings.
Now, with the maturity stage that we're at now, how would we determine when to terminate irrigation? And is the whole 15 days out still reasonable?
Well, I think we can do better than that 15-day recommendation. And I'll tell you, I guess, the background on that. And there's a couple things we need to do in order to terminate the irrigation at the appropriate time frame. Number one, we've got to estimate the maturity of the crop. And fortunately, there is a method that we can do that very easily and keep track of it after the dent stage occurs. And we described on the podcast last week how to do that, or how to do part of that, particularly identify when dent stage occurs. We got hard starts that starts to develop at the dent stage, and then we've got movement of that hard starch layer all the way through the kernel, and we can monitor that by the presence of what we call a milk line, which is a color differentiation between the hard starch layer and the immature or doughy part of the kernel down towards the base of the kernel. If we see this milk line halfway through the kernel, we know that it takes somewhere in the neighborhood of about 24 or 25 days for the milk line to move through the entire kernel. So if it's halfway through the kernel, that means that we've got half of that time period left, or about 12 days left to go until we reach physiological maturity. So we can look for the presence of that milk line and estimate very closely when physiological maturity will likely occur. So that's the tool that we use to estimate maturity. The other thing that we need to do is assess soil moisture. And what is different in 2020 compared to what it was 10 years ago, certainly, is we've got technology in the form of soil moisture sensors now that a lot of growers are utilizing, and consultants, to assess how much moisture is present in the soil. And that's an extremely important tool to allow us to fine-tune that recommendation, so we don't have to generalize and use recommendations like we did in the past, like a 10 or 15 days out schedule if you've got a full profile. Right now we can look at the soil moisture sensors and very accurately see how much soil moisture is present in the soil and make recommendations specific for a specific field. And that's important because the available soil moisture we know is going to vary considerably dependent upon the soil texture and frankly, the irrigation methodology that we use in different fields. Some of the fields irrigate and take water very well. Some of them crust and seal over, and we have a lot more difficulty supplying moisture in those soils that have those limitations. So there's a lot of differences between soils, and the soil moisture sensors do an excellent job of helping out with that. The other thing that we always use, we use every week when we're scouting fields is taking a sharpshooter shovel plus a soil auger or a soil probe and confirming what the soil moisture level is in the soil. The problem with that is that we see using the soil moisture sensors, we've got root activity pulling moisture from as deep as 36 inches. And we spend a lot of time in the field probing, but it's hard to get probes and augers and certainly shovels in the field as deep as what those soil moisture sensors can analyze. So that's another big advantage for that technology going forward and what it can tell us and help us make that decision, because in some cases we've got more reserves out there than what we can find by using the rudimentary methods anyway.
Right now, how would that water use and threshold change at this stage?
Well, it changes pretty dramatically, particularly after the dent stage. We mentioned last week again that corn water use is going to start dropping off as it approaches physiological maturity. And a week or 10 days ago, it was dropping off, maybe 10 or 20% from what it was during the optimum water use back at Tassel and the weeks following that. But there is a much more dramatic drop off in moisture needs and consumption during this last, 20, 25 days that it takes to go from dent stage to physiological maturity. The water use will definitely fall off, even though we've got hot conditions right now. And the other thing that we've got to keep in mind is that the crop is a lot more tolerant to water stress the more mature it gets. It's allocating all its resources and energy into that grain, and it does a lot better job of compensating for stress right now. So it can tolerate a lot lower or a lot higher threshold, you might say, in terms of soil dryness right now than what it could several weeks ago. So there's no reason not to employ a threshold level that's more dry than what it was several weeks ago. One good reason to keep that in mind is there's lots of situations where we've been monitoring soil moisture sensors over the last several years in the verification program. And oftentimes we'll get to the point where we'd see that we're going to reach the similar level of what we would have irrigated a couple weeks ago, four, five, six days prior to physiological maturity. Oftentimes we'll split that field and irrigate half of it to see if we get a response. And invariably, we're not seeing a response to late season irrigation right prior to physiological maturity, especially within 5 days of physiological maturity. So the reason for that is that crop is approaching maturity. It's a lot more tolerant of dry conditions than it was earlier, and it handles it much more efficiently than it was earlier. So there's no sense putting that labor and putting that expense into the crop if it's not going to respond to it in terms of a yield response. So just keep that in mind.
And we do see a lot of corn being irrigated right before or right after physiological maturity. Does abundant soil moisture help the crop after physiological maturity?
No, it really doesn't. And again, it goes back to what we just mentioned. Late season irrigation doesn't provide a positive yield response. When the crop reaches physiological maturity, grain fill is 100% complete and that plant is mature. And the thing to remember is corn is an annual plant. When that grain reaches physiological maturity, that plant has completed its life cycle and that corn is essentially going to die at that point. It has no further physiological purpose going forward to stay green and maintain itself. So like a wheat crop, when it reaches physiologic maturity, it turns golden brown. The corn crop will also basically die at that point. And, you know, certainly there's no physiological response to abundant moisture after physiological maturity. And you may actually, you know, besides wasting some money in terms of irrigation expense, you may actually, you know, compound some compaction problems at harvest time when the heavy harvest equipment and grain carts and everything else is getting that big corn crop out of the field. So excess moisture at physiological maturity or certainly after it certainly doesn't serve any effective purpose that's beneficial for the crop.
Here in the last week or so, we've started to notice a few more issues in the crop. What should we still be scouting for right now?
Soil moisture is high on the priority list, obviously. Not everybody in the state has soil moisture sensors, but like I said earlier, you can determine the soil moisture availability by getting out there with some shovels and putting some hard work and sweat into it as well. So we're doing that whether we've got soil moisture sensors present or not, just to confirm what we have. We're also looking closely for diseases. We are seeing southern rust starting to pop up in fields. It's a hot weather disease and thrives, you might say, in these types of conditions. We're also seeing, you know, other leaf spotting diseases like curvellaria start to pop up a little bit more. But, you know, the crop is not made until it reaches physiological maturity. So I would like to monitor and know of issues that may be present in the field right up to physiological maturity. And if there's an instance where a severe threat occurs during the late stages and you still have time to control the threat of whatever that pest may be, I'd like to have the opportunity to be able to make that decision anyway. So we're actively scouting for that, as well as nutrient deficiencies and other things that might show up during the latter part of the season, so we can adjust our management schedule and program for next year so we can increase the productivity and make this crop more profitable for Mississippi producers.
So in summary, we would say that irrigation termination is a very important management decision that we'll be making very soon. And a few of the things that are helping us with this are moisture sensors, as well as getting out there and scouting that crop, which will greatly enhance our management success for this crop.
Absolutely. Certainly the hot weather that we've had the last several weeks has heightened our interest in irrigation and making an appropriate decision at the end of the year. The soil moisture sensors and other irrigation tools and just putting some hard work into the crop is certainly going to help us with this decision-making process as well. If you have any questions, feel free to contact us at any time. There is an article on the Mississippi Crop Situation blog covering the irrigation termination topic as well. Feel free to access that and find out more information. Otherwise, thank you very much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you again next time.
The Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.